This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri Respondent v. Jeffrey Lumsey, Appellant, decided May 6, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, number ED192519, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis v. Cause number 2322, CR047201, Jeffrey Lumsey, Honorable Rex M. Burleson, Appellant. Filed May 6, 2025. Opinion Jeffrey Lumsey. Lumsey appeals from the trial court's judgment following a jury trial convicting him on murder in the first degree, armed criminal action, burglary in the first degree, unlawful possession of a firearm, and stealing of a motor vehicle. Lumsey raises 4 points on appeal. Points 1 and 2 allege the trial court abused its discretion by admitting evidence of text messages allegedly sent by Lumsey to AW, outgoing texts, and received by Lumsey from DP, incoming text, collectively text messages, without proper foundation. 1.3 contends that the trial court abused its discretion by admitting evidence of Lumsey attempting to kidnap DP and her children, for which he was not charged. Finally, in point 4, Lumsey alleges that trial court plainly erred by providing the jury with the state's proffered first-degree burglary verdict director, in that the instruction contained the definition of assault from the Civil One, all names are redacted pursuant to paragraph 509.520, RSMO, SUMO, SUP 1, 2023. 2. Adult Abuse Act. 2. Rather than the criminal code's definition of assault, hence lowering the state's burden of proof. Because the state laid an adequate foundation for the admission of text messages, we deny points 1 and 2. Because the kidnapping-related evidence was highly probative of the circumstances and sequence of events surrounding the charged conduct, we deny point 3. Lastly, because the state's burden of proof for first-degree burglary was not lowered by the verdict director, which accurately tracked the Missouri-approved instructions, criminal, MAI, CR, 4th, 2022, the trial court did not err plainly or otherwise in providing that instruction. Thus, we deny point 4. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Background viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict. 3. The evidence at trial showed. On or about December 29, 2022, Lumsey was living with his paramour A.W. and their 3 children in the same neighborhood as D.P., with whom Lumsey also had 3 children. That morning, DP sent Lumsey incoming text stating that she was washing her hands of him and would rather deal with child support. DP's friend victim then came to visit DP at her apartment. While the two were conversing, Lumsey entered through the unlocked front door unannounced and uninvited. DP sternly ordered him to leave. Lumsey left the apartment but returned approximately 10 minutes later at the back door, holding a black gun. He entered, flashed the gun at DP, then shot victim in the chest. DP then tried to call 911, but Lumsey took her phone from her. He ordered her to find clothes for the children and stated that they all would be leaving. While DP was getting the children ready, she testified that Lumsey got on his phone and called someone. At no point did Lumsey render any aid to victim, nor allow DP to do 2 pair 455-010 et secure RSMO 2016. 3 State versus Scott, 676 SW3D, 336, 339, Mocars app, ED 2023. 3. So, Lumsey then took DP's car key and took DP and the children across the parking lot to DP's rental car. At this point, the apartment maintenance technician noticed DP calling for help and observed DP and her children crying while Lumsey was smiling, an interaction which was captured on surveillance video. Maintenance technician called 911 because it appeared to him that Lumsey was kidnapping the children. Maintenance technician approached Lumsey, asked what was going on, and DP again asked for help and stated that Lumsey had shot her friend. Maintenance technician warned Lumsey that he would be calling the police. Lumsey then got into DP's car and, with DP's phone in his possession, drove off in the direction of AW's residence. Evidence was adduced that Lumsey purportedly sent 2 outgoing texts to AW just 30 minutes prior to being confronted by maintenance technician in the parking lot. The outgoing text stated, "I'm about to go to jail for a long time, and call me 911. After Lumsey left in DP's vehicle, DP, children, and maintenance technician returned to DP's apartment, where emergency responders arrived on scene. After the shooting, Lumsey hid the firearm used to shoot victim at the home of AG, another paramour with whom he had two children. Surveillance video from a nearby intersection depicted Lumsey speeding westward in DP's car toward AG's residence. AG testified that Lumsey had stored two guns in her nightstand in late December 2022. In the top drawer of the nightstand was a